Coach Fossa, congratulations here. You guys had a great meet here for the Lady Longhorns here, state runner-up in 1A. Talk about your guys' day overall.
Oh, we had a really, really good day. We have a real young team. Our upperclassmen, of course, Kaylee James did an amazing job
individually,
winning the gold, getting two silvers.
2021 runner-up, Stanton County.
4x1 team did well, competed, got second place to an amazing Kiowa County team, so I was really pleased with that. If we would have got third, we wouldn't have got second place in the meet. The only disappointment was our 4x4 didn't quite run up to their capabilities, but, you know, we've got two freshmen and a sophomore on there, so we're only going to get better.
Well, and really a lot of them, it's their first ever state meet here because their underclassmen did not go as freshmen here, but you talk about Kaylee there.
And with 108 points, your 2021 Class 2A Girls State Champs, Garden Plain!
She had to go back-to-back right away in those events, and she plays pretty high in those.
Kaylee's just an amazing competitor, very strong, works hard in the weight room and just works her tail off in practice. So, I mean, she's been doing that all year, going back-to-back, and when we have little track meets, I mean, she'll run sometimes five or six races in 2 hours, and she's just a great athlete.
What does this do for your track program going forward?
Oh, I mean, it's only going to get better. Like you said, only three girls on the team had ever ran track in high school before, you know, because of the COVID year and our being so young. So we've got a bunch of eighth graders that are already been coming to track meets and talking about next year. Got some talent coming up. So I think, you know, the Hodgman County Longhorns are going to continue to get better and better.